Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, the Shir should be as special for my Rosh Hashivu, the Schus Rafuas, Yocheber Fegabas, Michael Yisbasia, the Schus Rafuas, Orna Chayachanam and Orbas Orna Adel, the Schus Rafuas, Rus Victor Bastil Ravid, the Toshachol Israel, the Gemorin Meseches and Ruli Nishmas, Mazas Abbas of Shmuel, the Gemorin Meseches. Gittin tells us that Hekdesh Chametz and Shechor are mafkiyim midei shibud. Somebody put a lien on an axe to give to his friend if he doesn't repay the loan, and he's makdish the axe, the lien goes away. If someone's borrowed money from, if somebody borrowed money from a goy, and the Jew is mishabed his Chametz, so comes the Isser of Chametz, and is mafkiyah the shibud of the goy, and it's considered the chametz of a Jewish Avra Lava Pesach, and the chametz is going to be Asur Behanoe. It's Mafkia the Shibud on the chametz, and also Shichur, if somebody takes as a lien on an Eved, and then the owner of the Eved, the other of the Eved is Meshachur him, it's Mafkia the Shibud. So those are the three things. Hekdesh chametz v'shichur Mafkia Mide Shibud. Tosus writes, Bomeri, the Dafka Kedushas Haguf, She'en Lo Pidyon Mafkia Midei Shibud. Dafka Kedushas Haguf, that doesn't have a Pidyon, that's Mafkia Midei Shibud, etc. The Kevin de Chol Sha Achas, Suloi Poka. Once it's Chal, it doesn't go away. Aval Kedushas Domim, Lo Alim Koyach Hekdesh Mekoyach Makdish. Kevin de Yeshla Pidyon Veruya Li Poka. But Kedushas Damim, the koach of the Hekdesh, is no stronger than the koach of the Makdish. So since it has a pidyon, it could go away. When you have Kedushas Haguf, it never goes away, because Kedushas Haguf is permanent. Can't be podep Kedushas Haguf. But Kedushas Damim has pidyon. So just because someone was Makdish, this Kedushas Damim, the Koach of Hekdesh isn't stronger than the Makdish. The Makdish can be Poder. So now there is pidyon for, the Hekdesh of Kedushas Damim is not mafkia the shibud, because it can be redeemed. Hashem came, the Kedushas Haguf is mafkia midei shibud. It does remove from a lien because it can't be redeemed. Umipashtus divrei ha-toisvis haya nira shehekdesh mafkia midei shibud is not an inyan shebechiv. It's not something positive that the Hekdesh is mafkia the shibud, but it's an inyan b'shlila. That since Kedushas Haguf is Chal, it doesn't go away. And then Mela, you can't collect this Shibud. That's why the Shibud goes away. That's the Lashon of Tosis. The Daf Kedushas Haguf Shein Lo Pidyon of Kiyum Edei Shibud, the Kevin Duchol Shachat, Sula Poka. Once it's Chal for one moment, it doesn't go away. So once it's Kedushas Haguf, Mela, there's no Shibud. Mela, Nifka Shibud. So it's not Dabish Shibachir, it's a Dabish Shibashlila. It's not something positive. It's not that Hekdesh actively is mafkia midei shibud. Hekdesh passively is mafkia midei shibud. Because you're makdishit and memela, there's no shibud. Because it has kedushas haguf. Memela, nifka shibud. But it's not an active hafka of the shibud. That's what it would appear. However, says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rabbi Abba, we've been going through his shiurim, and each one is just a hit. It's a grand slam, so you have to just keep enjoying them as long as Hashem gives you life. So Zakt Rabbeinu Abba, you can't say this, because Tosfos are coming to explain the Chashi in our sugya, Divra Maschil Hekdesh, who's mechalek between Kedushas Haguf, that's Mafkia Midei Shibud, and Kedushas Damim, that's not Mafkia Midei Shibud. And from Rashi in our Sugyats, we see Lehedya, that it's a Hafka b'chiyuv. Zok the Rashi, Asi Isser Chometz u'mafka l'shiabudei d'ovid k'chovim. The Isser Chometz comes and is mafkia the shibur of the guy. V'avalei chemso shel Yisrael she'ovar alav ha'pesach. And it's like the Chometz of a Jew, even though it's mishubet to the guy, but it's considered Chometz of a Jew that was over alav ha'pesach, ve'osir behanoe. And it's osir behanoe. So it's mavur lehedya midivrei Rashi sheyesh kan hafkoa b'chiyuv mitzad ha'chometz. The chometz, the isur chometz, is mafkia the shibud actively. And the meila, the flip side of that coin is, al yidei zeh havei chemtso shel Yisrael v'osur behanoi. Through this, it's the chometz of a Jew, and it's osur behanoi. Since the chometz is mafkia the shibud, so the guy mela can consider that it belongs to the Jew and it's aser b'hanah. So since we find this by chometz, so hu adin hekdesh and shichur, b'chada machta machtinu, they're all mentioned in the same breath. They're all categorized together. Chometz hekdesh and shichur mafkia midei shibud, so it's a double shibachiyuv. And we also see this Lehedya in the Chidushim of Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi. In Hilchos Yisurei Bia, in the 13th Perek, in the 11th Halacha, Frekt Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi, and that we see in the Gemara in Yevamis, and of Memhei Amud Beis, that if somebody buys an eved from a goy, if the eved first was toivel shem ben choyrin, kona atzmoy ben choyrin, he has acquired himself as a free man. So this shichur is mafkia the shibud. This Eved was at this time Meshubed, the Maisi Yadav, to the Jew, as Maisi Adan goes to the Jew. And once he's Toivo, Lashem Ben Choyrin, so now he's being Toivo as a full-fledged Jew. So this shichul is mafkia from his shibud of his ma'isi adayim to the Jew. So before he managed to be matbil the eved, the shem avdus, the eved was toivel, the shem cherus, the shem gerus, to be Jewish, to be free. So memela he beat the Jew to it. And he becomes a ben choyrim. That's the Gemara in Yevamis. Frekt Rabbeinu Chaim, since the Yisrael only has a kinyan the Maisi Yodov, so it's poshut that the Tfilasa, the Shem ben choyrim, he's not going to have a din avdus memeila. And his Geros, the Shem ben choyrim, is in force. And if so, automatically, it's not relevant, it's not possible for the Ben Choyrin to have a shibud for his Maisi Adayim. So why do we need this klal of shichur mafkia midei shibud? The Gemara says that the Oyvei Kerchovim is not kind of the Gufa Eved. He's just Meshubed. And therefore, what the Oved Kochavim is kind is makneh to the Jew. And since he was Toivel, he was mafkia the Shibud. So it's actually only Eved, only the Jew can do that. And in the meantime, all he has is his Maisi Adayim. He doesn't actually own the Eved yet. So therefore, he's mafkia the Shibud. So Fred Reb Chaim, I don't understand. Since all the Yisrael has is a Kenyan, the Maisi Yodav, so it's Pashut. That's what the guy sold them, so it's Pashut. Then when he's Toivel Hashem Ben Chayil, there's going to be no Din Avdus. And his Geirus, L'Shem Ben Choylin, is still in force. And came a Meir, L'Shaykh Ben Choylin, Shibud L'Maisi Yodav. And a Meir, it's not Shaykh, this free person, that there's a Shibud for his Maisi Yodayim. Why do you need the Klal of Shichur Mafkia Midei Shibud, like the Gemara says? It's automatic. His Toivel is a Jew. So of course he's not Meshubad L'Maisi Adayim anymore. He's a Jew. So if you say that Hekdei Shichur Mafkia Midei Shibud, Chametz and Shichur Mafkia Midei Shibud, is only an Inyan Shlili, that's saying that since anyway it's either Mukdash or Chametz or Meshuchor, Memela there's no room for Shibud, so Reb Chenu Chaim's kasha doesn't start. It's always together. There's no problem with the Gemara. Gemara says that after he's toivel, there's no longer a Shibud. So Reb Chaim says, what do you have to come on to that for? Of course, since he's Jewish, there's no room for Shibud anymore. So if you say that that's always together, then Reb Chaim's kasha doesn't start. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. Mar saying, he's Toivo, and maybe he's Jewish, and there's no room for Shibud. So Baal Kolchenu, it's Pashat Rabbeinu Chaim, that Hekdesh Mafkia Midei Shichum Mafkia Midei Shibud is an Inyan Shebechiyuv. And everybody's asking on the Gemara, what do you need this Inyan Shebechiyuv for if it's an automatic over here? What do you need Afkoa Bechiyuv? Teipu Glei that Memela Mifka Shibud. Since there's no room for the Shibud of the Maisi Adayim by Ben Choyin. He's a Ben Choyin, how can there be a Shibud? He's holding that together is Afka Shibachiyuv. And that's what the Gemara is saying, that there's Afka Shibachiyuv. He says, what do you have to come out of that for? If he's Yisrael, Memeil, there's no Shibud for the Maisi Adayim. But by Chometz, if it's not Afka B'chiyuv, why should the Shibud go away? So there's no way to collect, since it's Asir B'Hanah, and it's like the Chometz was lost, and he can't collect it. But there's no Afka as a Shibud. Where do you get the Afka as a Shibud? By Hekdesh. If it's a Hekdesh, it's not Meshubah. If it's a free man, if he's a free man, he's not Meshubah. But Chometz, why should the Shibud go away? You have a technical problem that it's Asur B'Hanah. So it's like there's no Chometz. It's not possible to collect from it. Where do you get the Afka as a Shibud? So it's Muchach that there's a Afka B'Chiyuv Mitzad HaChometz. Because it became Chometz, it's actively Mafkia the Shibud. And the Mela, since it's mentioned in the same breath with Hekdesh and Shichur, then they're all din of Afkasha Lefiv. So since we see from all of this that even tells itself that it's Afkasha B'chiyuv, it's an active Afkar, why do we need that Hekdesh should be Afkasha B'chiyuv? Why don't we just say that once this Kedush Saguf, it never goes away, and Memela, there can't be a Shiva there because the Kedush Saguf remains. So why do you need this Afkasha B'chiyuv when you can just have Afkasha B'shliva? Since it's Kedush Saguf, it doesn't go away. Now Tosis explained that Kedushas Domim is not Mafkia Midei Shibu. You know why? Mishim Deloy Olim Koyach Hekdesh Mikoyach HaMakdish, because the Koyach of Hekdesh isn't stronger than the Makdish. And the Makdish can be Koyde, so therefore it's not Mufka from Hekdesh. Meaning that the Hekdesh, if a person's Makdish B'Kedush is Domim, since this Kedusha has Pidyon, by giving Mamma the Hekdesh, so it turns out that the Makdish can be paid there with money, the Chayfetz. So the Hekdesh has no more Koach on these Nechasim than the Makdish does. Because the Makdish can be paid there from Hekdesh. So Hekdesh doesn't have any more power than the Makdish. So just like Hekdesh doesn't have any power more power than the Makdish, so we say that just like the Shibud is motzi from the Makdish, the Nechasim, if they were Birshuso, Kamokein umotzi gam mehekdesh. So the Shibud is motzi from the Makdish, if they were Birshuso, so it's also motzi from Hekdesh. So if there's any shibud on to the malve, and then the love is makdish, so this hekdesh is not going to be mafkia from the shibud, because hekdesh is no stronger than the makdish, because the makdish can redeem from hekdesh if it only has kedush stamim. So since the Makdish can be redeemed from Hekdesh, if that's Kedushas Domim, it's just that Hekdesh isn't any stronger than the Makdish. And therefore we say that since they have equal power, just like it being in the position of possession of the Makdish isn't Mafkiya the Shibud, right? It's still Meshubad if it's in the hands of the borrower. So too, it's still Meshubad if it's in the hands of Hekdesh. Because the hands of Hekdesh, the Koach of Hekdesh, and the Koach of the Makdish are the same. Because the Makdish can be potter from Hekdesh. So therefore we say the same thing by Shibud. Just like by the Makdish it's Meshubud, so too by Hekdesh it's Meshubud. So that's what Tosfos says. But we have to understand Tosfos. Memanavshach. If there's a svara that a person can be gover from Hekdesh, Mikoyach HaShibud, since it has a pidyon, and the Hekdesh can go away, why do you have to add the Lo Olim Koyach Hekdesh Mikoyach HaMakdesh? Just use the svara of it has a pidyon. Why don't you say Pashat it has a pidyon? Why isn't that enough? It has a pidyon, so it's not pidyon, so it's not Mafkia Midei Shibud. Why do you have to come on to the fact that the Koyach HaHekdesh isn't stronger than the Koyach HaMakdesh? Just say that it has a pidyon. And if that it has a pidyon, and its royally parkai could go away with this pidyon, that's not a svara. Then you can be gover from Hekdesh. So what does it help that lo alam koyach hektish mikoyach hamaktish. You're right. Hektish isn't stronger than the Makdish, because the Makdish could theoretically redeem it from Hektish. But sof-sof, the svara of it having a pidyon is not enough to be mafkia the shibud. So the shibud shouldn't go away. Now it belongs to Hektish. And the shibud shouldn't go away. You're right. Lo alam koach hektish mikoach hamakdish. The makdish is just as strong as hektish because the makdish can redeem from hektish. That's true, but what does that help us if the fact that it has pidyon and that you can redeem the kedusha isn't a svara to allow you to redeem it? So sof-sof, now it belongs to hektish, so you shouldn't be able to redeem it from hektish. And it should be mafkia the shibud. So this la'olim korach hektish mikorach hamakdish is hard to understand. Just say pashut that it has a pidyon, and therefore it's not mafkia the shibud. If that's true, and if it's not true, then what does it help us la'olim korach hektish mikorach hamakdish? V'chan in itorim. And Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, Dibur Masel Hechidami, explains that when a maskil assers the house in the seichel, the koinam, so we say that koinamos are mafkia midei shibud. But you make a neder on, you make a koinam on, that removes the shibud. And there's no more shibud to the seichel. But if the maskil assers the house on someone else and not on the seichel, then we say that since the shibud of the seichel hasn't gone away, because he didn't answer it to him, he can't answer it to someone else. Because the mudor is nene min ha-shibud shel ha-seichel v'lo min ha-maskil. This person is mudor hana from this house. He's being nene from the shibud of the seichel and not of the maskil. And the maskir, therefore, can't asir neches chavero al chavero. In other words, Ruvain rented out the house to Shimon. So he can't asir it to Levi, because Levi's being nana mikoach Shimon. So that he has no right to do, the maskir, Ruvain. All the maskir can do is, if he wants, he can make a neder on it, he can make a koinam on it for Shimon. That yes. Because the koinam is mafkia midei shibud. But to Levi, no. Because Levi's being nana mikoach Shimon, and Shimon, it's still meshibud to Shimon. And therefore Levi can be nana, Reuven doesn't have the right to answer it. And this is very hard to understand. If in the event that he asked it on somebody else, is considered that this other person is nana min ha-socher v'lo min ha-maskil. So when he asks the bias on the socher, it should also be that the socher is nana mishal atzma v'lo shal maskir. So it's also nichsa chavera al-chavera, belongs to the socher. Just like it belongs to Shimon vis-a-vis Levi, it also belongs to Shimon vis-a-vis Shimon. Just like Reuven can't answer it to Levi because it's meshubah to Shimon, so he also shouldn't be able to answer it to Shimon. So how do we say, no, he can answer it to Shimon because konam is mafkiyam midei Shimon. It's meshubah to Shimon. So much so that he can't answer it to Levi because it's meshubah to Shimon. Levi's being nana mikoch Shimon. So if he can't answer it to Levi mikoch Shimon, I can answer it to Shimon mikoch Shimon. It's meshubah to Shimon. It's not his. It's also chaver divrei chad neches chaver al chavero. So that, sweet friends, is what we'd like to deal with. We have the kasha from the Ran and Nidorim. This is Mevav Amabez, the Masal Echidami. We have the Kasha and Tosfos. Why does he have to come on to the Svara of La'olam Koyach Hekdesh Mikoyach Makdesh? And we'd like to understand Tosfos, why you have to come on to the Hafkah B'chiyuv when you have Hafkah B'shlila. Just say that since it has Kedush Saguf, Memela can't be Meshivud. Why do you have to come on to Hafkah B'chiyuv, which we proved is the case? So those are our questions, and Amir Tashem, Yitzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will explore this in the next Shi'ul, in the coming Shi'ul, and we will see Neflois Gedolos Mitoras Hashem Yisbarach. Please stay tuned. Thank you so much.